Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. This is your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and I am so pleased that you've tuned in to listen to us tonight. Our guest tonight is Lance Rodriguez. He is the astrologer whom I took classes with for a solid year when I lived in San Antonio. He knows his astrology inside, outside, upside down, and inside out. And I've asked him to prepare two things for us tonight. The first thing is astrocartography, and how do you know where the best place is for you to live? How can you tell that on an astrology chart? And if you want to know, you'll be able to call in and find out. The call-in number is 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. And the other thing that I asked him to prepare for us tonight is to look and see, is the second half of the year going to be better or worse than this first half? Now, from everything I've been reading, people are saying that there's going to be a second round of this virus, COVID-20. People are saying that it's coming anywhere from the end of September on, but it could start as early as August. I am reading so many and listening to so many things that could literally give all of us the heebie-jeebies or put us into fear. So that's why I asked Lance, tell us what the astrology says. What do we need to prepare for? Now, from everything else I've been reading and from knowing history, I will tell you that when they started the Russian Revolution, the central bankers wanted a revolution in Russia because they wanted to be able to take over and dominate. So they started with a disease. A big pandemic that was in 1918. It was known as the Spanish flu. They started that one. And then it went into, of course, people getting sick and everything. Then it went into riots because people couldn't get things. Then it went into not enough food for everybody. So there was food rationing. Then it went into weather problems. Okay, that they had because now they were in the winter months. And I'm looking at so many of the strategies that they used to start this Russian Revolution before it started into literally a civil war. And I'm looking and seeing, does history repeat itself? It looks like it does, at least so far over here. It's just different reasons for rioting, different reasons for different things, but it still looks like we're ending up with the same results. And that's why I asked Lance. Okay, Lance, tell us what's really going to be happening. Do we get to break this cycle? Does knowing the cycle help us break the cycle? But then I think, too, being in the schools and watching once Common Core came in, just to let you know, that was not my favorite. And I thought, we're not teaching our people divergent thinking skills anymore. So I don't know if they know Russian history. I don't know if they know how these things start and how they lead in and how they work and what the steps are. And so it just makes me a little concerned. That's why I asked Lance to be prepared for us. And Don, our wonderful producer, is still trying to get Lance on the line. He was on and then somehow we dropped him. So we're trying to get him on again. Okay. So it's just interesting as we're waiting. Okay. We're just going to hang on and see when we can get him back on again. Let me tell you a little bit more about Lance while we're waiting. Lance is very, very well known in the San Antonio, Texas area. His prices are so low that everybody can afford to go see him. It doesn't matter what kind of money you earn, everybody can afford to go see Lance. So I want to say a session with Lance is around $40. And I don't know any other astrologer that is working that inexpensively because it takes them their whole lifetime to learn astrology and become really, really good at it. Okay. And so Lance says he gets enough money from retirement and the government and being disabled that he doesn't need it. And so he passes on just what he needs. And that's why we all get these fabulous prices. The other thing I want to tell you about Lance is that he's always punctual. I know we had him. He did tell me he was having phone problems, so that's interesting. But he's always been punctual for an appointment. And there was one appointment that somebody came to his door and he didn't answer. And we all know he starts exactly on time and he usually ends exactly on time. He's a very, very punctual person. And he didn't answer and he didn't answer. And she waited. And about 7 to 10 minutes after the hour, she said, something is definitely wrong. This man is never late, never misses an appointment. And so she called the the police to come and see if they could come in and see if something was wrong. Sure enough, he was taken to the hospital. He is diabetic, and he was taken to the hospital, and he would have died at that time had she not already known, as we all know, that Lance is very punctual, only we're having telephone problems, and that and in the hospital and able to save his life, he lost his legs. So I want you to visualize this very strong man, very sure of himself and everything, and now he's in a wheelchair. And he has the best spirit I have ever seen. He is so grateful that he is still alive and on the planet. He is so grateful that this particular client knew enough to call for help because he wasn't there. And he's so grateful for all of us that constantly call and check up and say, how are you doing? You know, you still okay? You need anything and stuff? But it's because he's such a wonderful person that we all do that for him, and because he had made such a mark in the San Antonio area. So I know that Don is still reaching out to get to Lance. Like I said, we had him and then we lost him, and he did tell us he was having phone problems. So Don will just keep trying. But I think the information is really, really important. Don, go ahead and put Carol on the line and see if I can answer any of her questions, you know, before we get to the astrologer. Okay. Carol, welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers.
Hi there.
Hi, what were you going to call in and ask Lance tonight?
I was actually going to ask him if I'm living in the most suitable area for me. Because at times I feel like I'm not. But for the most part I'm comfortable, but every now and then I feel like I should be somewhere else.
Okay, so what city are you in?
In Fairfax.
Okay, that's up there by Washington, D.C. Okay, so I'll tell you what your name says, and then we'll ask Lance when we can get a hold of him. Okay, what your name tells me, Carol, is that Fairfax is actually a very good place for you. For everybody who doesn't know about Fairfax, that's in Virginia. It's really close to Washington, D.C. I had a sponsor in Fairfax, so I used to go up there a lot, and she would fill the room with people, and I'd read names and whatnot. Anyway, Fairfax is a delightful area, very beautiful area. The only reason you wouldn't want to live there, Carol, is that it's proximity to Washington, D.C. And that's the only reason you wouldn't want to live there. Okay? Because
The
in
traffic.
your name, you like to be more in charge of your life, and there's no way you can ever tell what's happening in that DC area. Okay? So that's what makes you uncomfortable. Other than that, it's a great place for you. Okay?
Oh, wow, great. I mean,
According to your name.
I do love the state and I do love the area.
Yeah, and it matches your name. The only thing in your name that says that makes you at all nervous is that you're too close to Washington, D.C.
So
Interesting,
does that
huh?
mean I should go out a little further or?
I would come south a little bit and west a little bit.
Oh, okay.
You know,
That's interesting.
I was going to say, Richmond would work really well for you. Roanoke would work really well for you. You know, if you want to go that far south or out. But I think the only problem is you're too close to DC.
Okay. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah, and that way you can still have all the flavor. There's so much richness in Virginia, and there's so much history and fabulousness, right?
Yes, there is. Yes.
Yeah.
It's
So
the energy is good in this area. The energy is very I don't even know what the word is, but it's definitely
you know,
it's
the
got
energy
a good
is
vibe.
alive. It's
Yes, that's what
alive
it
where
is.
you are. It's alive in Roanoke. Have you ever been to Roanoke? We're
No,
still
I
in
haven't
Virginia.
actually.
Okay, you're coming down 81. Okay, and you're going to go through or right next to or whatever, Roanoke. And you might want to check out Roanoke. Roanoke has a very similar energy to Fairfax, it's just a little bit slower. It's a little bit quieter, a little bit slower, but it's still the people are alive and it has a lot to offer.
Oh,
Anyway,
thank you. I appreciate that.
you might want to check that out. Let my producer know your birthday information, time, location, and date, okay? And so if I don't get you back on, if we don't get Lance on, I will ask him, oh, give us your phone number too, Carol. And if I don't get Lance back on to ask him, I will ask him off the air and make sure you get the answer, okay? What he says too.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Hey, yeah. You know, we're all pinch hitting here, but I don't want you to get gypped out from having, getting Lance.
Thank you
Okay?
so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, make sure you give your stuff to Don. Thanks, Carol.
Okay.
Okay, Tanya. Tanya, how you doing?
Hi.
Hi.
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. What were you going to ask Lance?
I'm in limbo right now. I'm not really living anywhere in particular. I spent the last 20 years, or most of the last 20 years, in Miami. And I don't know where to next, basically on. I'd have to base it on like a career move. Well, not necessarily a career, but just a better place for me to live, where to would be good for to make an income, also be around the people that I want to be around. It would be positive for me.
Okay, so if I'm reading your
And
name correctly, you like to be around smart people because you don't have a lot of patience for people that aren't quick and fast and smart. Okay? And you like to
yeah,
also be
you're
around
right.
people and you like to be around people who generally want to make the world a better place. Okay?
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask, do you want to stay in the States or do you want to live in Australia?
I'm not actually a citizen of the States, but I would prefer to stay there because it seems to be a better place for me. Nothing seems to work when I come, like from Australia and New Zealand, because those are the countries I'm citizens of. They don't seem to work for me.
I wonder if you're in the wrong
As
place
far as
because
career.
your name matches Brisbane, Australia.
Oh, really? My full name, my first name is Tanya Maria. Does that make a
Yeah.
difference?
Nope. From the name
Okay.
that I have, from first and last, Brisbane is your area in Australia. Just so you can put that aside. Now let me look at it a little bit longer. And see what I get for you in the US. Okay? So you want bright people, you want people that are movers and shakers, you want people that are independent, that are likable, that want to make the world a better place. Have you looked at Nashville, Tennessee? Okay. That's one of the places that would be really good for you. It's almost like you need to
It's never
stay. Pardon
worked for
me?
me there.
Okay, I didn't hear that, Tanya. You
It's
want to
never worked
repeat?
for me there.
Oh, in Nashville?
It's never worked for me there. No, it's
Oh,
never
in.
worked for me there. Oh.
Okay, well, possibly if you were living in Nashville or in the Nashville area, I would look at Franklin for you. Franklin is right outside of Nashville.
No, I wasn't looking at, are you saying Nashville would be good for me?
Yes, I'm saying Nashville would be good for you. Franklin, which is right outside of Nashville, would also be good for you. Okay.
Because
You all.
Brisbane's never worked for me.
Okay, what did you just say never worked for you?
Brisbane.
Oh, Brisbane. Okay, well that name goes with your name. So that's interesting on why it didn't. Okay, because in Brisbane it has wants to make the world
Okay.
a better place, generous heart, people that are very competitive. Okay, but the other places I would check out Tennessee, either Nashville or Franklin. It's like wherever the Appalachian Mountains are. Okay, you need to be on either side of the Appalachian Mountains. And so if you're look, oh good. So if you're looking on either side, it would be really, really good for you. Okay. Okay,
Okay.
and Tanya, would you give your information to Don same way that I had Carol? Okay, so we can get you Lance's information
sure.
also.
Uh-huh.
So birthday, phone number, place of birth, okay. time of birth, all that other good stuff. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I understand, Lance, you're on the air with us. Yay! Welcome. Lance, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. I have been talking you up while we were waiting to get you on air. So we're all absolutely waiting to know what's the second half of this year going to be like.
Well, there are a lot of trends that are important in the branch of astrology known as mundane astrology, dealing with charts of nations, charts of leaders, and then the trends that are going on with them. The biggest trend already has occurred back January 12th, all right? And it was a once-in-33-year alignment of the planet Saturn and Pluto. The last time that they were conjunct together was back in November 7th, 1982. And it was back then in the sign of Libra. You ought to be very familiar with that, Sharon.
Yes, being a Libra.
Yes, the current one is in Capricorn. They will align again in the year 2053 and 2054. And these two planets, Saturn will always symbolize any and all structures, particularly bureaucratic, governmental structures, and Pluto is going to be melting everything down. All right? And the purpose of Pluto is to get a purging elimination cycle up and running. So whatever has deteriorated, it's got to go, and we got to get a new batch up and running. So that's the short one that I can talk to you about.
Okay.
And
so
one other thing that I will say is that in ancient astrology, Saturn was ruler over cemeteries, and Pluto is the modern ruler of what we see going on. So a lot of the dead has got to go, dead weight, whatever, which way we'd like to term it. But it also applies to government structures. How about that, Sharon?
Hey, that'll be really interesting to see what the universe thinks is dead weight and gets rid of and what it doesn't think is dead weight and stays.
Yes. So there is something else coupled with that is that Pluto is a planet that can bring life-threatening situations, whether literally and or figuratively. And then what's going to be important will be that they got together January 12th. They are not going to repeat that again until we get to 2053 and 2054. So a lot is getting set right now. But the most interesting thing is that the planet Jupiter has been making conjunctions with the planet Pluto. Whatever Jupiter touches, he makes it larger. He maximizes. He's go, 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 more, more, more. So it's interesting that the coronavirus has been unleashed. Okay?
Uh-huh. And then it gets maximized.
Yes. Okay. Now, they, Jupiter and Pluto are three times because of Jupiter's retrogradation, what appears to be a planet going backward in the sky. It's not, but it's just an optical illusion. So the original date of Jupiter and Pluto, April 4th, okay, the second retrograde date is this month, June 30th, 2020, and then the final contact will be November 12th, 2020. The way I would view this is what's going on with the pandemic come June 30th, and if we're having to wait, it may be all the way up to November 12th, which pulls in the traditional fall season and what we see as flu.
Okay, so everybody's going to get it prepared for a second round. Is what I'm hearing.
That's what I'm going to say. If you know, if anything is going to have its apex, it's going to conclude. It may come as early as June 30th, But if we see that there will be a second and or a third round with it, then we're going to be going all the way to November.
Okay, well, at least there looks like there's an end date, or at least a minimized date.
Yes, yes. Now, the other interesting thing that will go on is at the end of the year, okay, both Saturn and Jupiter will be conjunct one another, which only occurs once every 20 years. What is rather important about that, it is a cycle of financial trends that will go on for a 20-year cycle. So the last time that we saw Jupiter and Saturn conjunct was May 28, 2000. It was in the sign of Taurus. Taurus rules money. Okay? We're having another one this coming December 21st, right there by the summer solstice, okay? And it's going to be in the sign of Aquarius. The next one, 20 years from now, which will be October 31st, 2040, is in the sign of Libra. And I think you know a lot about Libra there.
Yeah, so what can we expect for that 20 years? Like when it's in Taurus, Taurus is already all about money. But what's Aquarius
about? So what happens is that they set a cycle with one another because they're going to have this conjunction yet 5 years later. 2025 will be the first square, an aspect in astrology greatly associated with conflict, stress, and or tension of any form. Okay, within 10 years of 2020 will be the opposition, what I treat as who or what to define and clarify. There will be one last square 5 years after that, which will be 2035, and again, another conflict, stress, tension that can explode, okay? Well, as we saw 2005 and then 2010, well, 2010 was the Great Recession. When the financial deals, banks and whatever, loans, all collapsed. And guess
right.
what? Here we are 20 years later, but we have to wait till December of 2020.
So you're going to say everything could collapse again?
Precisely. Something gets started, something comes to an end, and then there are tension points within that 20-year span. Okay? So it's something rather interesting. This one's going to be in Aquarius, a lot different from Taurus because Taurus is money. Aquarius, if we're going to put a term to it, would be human capital. You know, it's interesting that now because of the pandemic, we see trends about work at home, work at home. Well, that's human capital. That's human resources having to stay at home.
Right.
All right. And guess what? A lot of people have become better accustomed to it, maybe at first a little bit awkward, but now they're better accustomed to it. I like this working out of the home deal.
I definitely do.
You know, the hilarious thing is I work out of my own home.
Right, okay? Right.
So, you know, we still got to get out of this mix. We still got to see that June and November date coming up, all right? And then the biggie will be the start of a new 20-year financial cycle. And what we see about Aquarius is all about let's get into the future. Let's really get up and going with how we're going to interconnect as people, okay? We are our own capital, the best capital that we can really look at, okay? All right? And I'm not really here to dehumanize any individual. It's about how individuals come together, all right? And that's going to be the important trend. We are doing this together. It's the we. There is no letter I in the word we, and there is no letter I in the word team. That's how right. Aquarius is going to orient for the next 20 years.
Oh, well, that sounds very positive.
Yes. One other thing which is interesting because of that 5 years after the conjunction, one of the squares, all right, is that that's going to be the year 2025, and that's going to be the start of the planet Pluto currently in Capricorn. Pluto will enter the sign of Aquarius, and for all of your listeners older enough to understand the following, it can be the dawn of the age of Aquarius.
Oh, just like the song.
I could do a tap dance for you, but right now I don't think I could yodel the song. Okay. All right. So we see some things, you know, astrology itself is symbolic, okay? It represents. And it represents trends and symbolism involving trends, all right? So the way I work with astrology is on the humanistic level, that planets and signs and houses of a chart are all interactive with one another. The way I like to work with this will be that the planet is the actor with a production on stage, all right? And then you have the stage, which will be the houses of the chart, okay? And then the signs of the planets and or involving the houses, well, they are the script. So to have a theatrical production, you have to have all three working seamlessly with one another. How about that?
I always like how you explain things, Lance. We've yes. got our phone lines absolutely full. Everybody wants to talk with you. So really okay. quickly, before I start into that, introduce to us astrocartography. What is that?
Well, astrocartography is based on what we would term in more layman's term, what are called ley lines, L-E-Y, all right? And it has been really brought into the 21st century with what we understand as planetary lines involving each individual's natal chart. And then it is all over the world as these planetary lines go, all right? And it could be very important in regards to individuals highly interested in relocation. And then what's happening with, well, what line am I going to be on or what line am I going to be close to? All right. So however anybody's chart is, there will be a world map and there will be a national map. And so that can be important to really look at. And again, what I was saying earlier about the humanistic style of astrology, we're looking at behavioral patterns, issues, themes, but as to how they belong with the planet. Let me put it to you another way, okay? Jupiter and Venus are ancient planets, especially that they were termed the benefic planets. Jupiter was the greater benefic and Venus was the lesser benefic. And therefore, understanding it from the Jupiter-Venus way, oh, you always want to move to your Jupiter-Venus line. That's where you're going to do very well, all right? Yet, there are issues with those planets, okay? Venus can be very lazy, can get caught up with procrastination, indecision, okay? Apathy, just very short-like. And Mr. Jupiter, who loves to do everything in excess and will get all exaggerated, well, that could be a place where there could be strong negative opinion, strong negative judgment, and running across individuals that will say, you know, I'm going to clobber you over the head with what I think is best for you. And we already know that individual is on the wrong side of the mountain. So I know. You live by the mountains, right?
Well, I live right next, 50 miles away from my Jupiter line. But when I was with you in San Antonio, I was on my Venus line.
Yeah, how about that? You know what I'm saying? So it depends, all right? Because, yes, the benefic planets can do really wonderful things, but it's within our own character and how we're going to allow that to develop outside of us, okay? Planets are planets, but people are people, all right? So it's much more about understanding the natal chart. How well is that natal chart connecting, okay? All right? So it depends because we may have an individual that will be a lot more oriented to the planet Mars than Jupiter and Venus, okay? All right? Or we're going to see another connection very strongly oriented with the moon. Well, Mars is always about get up and go and let's just do it and take the high initiative and be motivated to really excel. Okay? The moon is all about the emotional energies of the human. And what we see going on with the moon likes to sink in a very deep root. It wants to feel connected, yet it also wants to feel that I belong here. And it's that belongingness that can be important with a moon line. So it depends on how that chart is really getting expressed through the individual because, you know what, there are all kinds of potentials in life, some bringing about positive development, some not as positive, all right? Yet it's up to the individual. It's not up to the chart to do it. You know, I've never seen a chart walk into a building saying, okay, I'm going to command everybody.
You're right. It's an individual.
To this day, I have never seen that.
No, that doesn't really seem real.
Up to the individual, okay?
So,
question commentaries.
Are you ready for our first caller? For you?
I'm ready. I need info.
Yep. I didn't have it. Don, I don't have it. So we're going to pull Cecilia online so Cecilia can give it to you, and then I'll talk to her for a minute while you're doing your thing. Cecilia, okay. Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers.
Thank you.
What would you like to ask Lance? First of all, he's going to need place of birth, time of birth, and birthday.
Okay. Place of birth was Brooklyn, New York on July 5th, 1958 at 11:05 a.m.
Did you say July 5th?
Yes, 5th at 11:05 a.m.
Okay. So.
All right, and that was July 5th, 1958. What city?
Brooklyn, New York.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so I want to say I have an advantage of knowing where you're living now because that was information Don got for me. I was going to say, it's harder. It's a little bit hard for you where you are now, according to your name. A little bit of conflict.
Yes, very hard.
Yeah, a little bit of conflict there. There's conflict between your city name and your regular name. So we'll see what Lance comes up with. See?
Just a second here. I'm almost there. Okay, and that's which of the counties?
I'm in Suffolk County right now.
In what again?
Suffolk County. The town I live in is called Runcenburg.
Okay. Yes, but what county? I have Brooklyn.
Brooklyn's the city.
Yes, I know. Is it in Queens, Kings?
Oh, Brooklyn, New York is part of Brooklyn, New York is in Brooklyn. That's where I was born, in Brooklyn, New York. It's part of New York City.
I know, but it's breaking it down as to wanting to ask, is it Kings, Queens?
Kings County.
Thank you. Boy, that was painful getting that out. Okay, Kings
okay,
County.
Yeah.
You know what? I am 62 years old and I forgot. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, I'm double confirming July 5th, 1958, 11:05 a.m., Brooklyn, New York, correct?
Correct.
Yes, Kings County, it was born.
All right, so I'm looking at this chart right now. With the information given to me, you have a Virgo rising, all right? And one thing about that is you're up for change, and a lot of time the change is about either you're going to look at three main areas of life, either work, health, and or budget. That's going to be very important for you to really look at. But what's really driving change with you is you really want to have the changes ultimately reflecting quality of life, and you're very conscientious. Correct?
That's true. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. The only thing is with this, it's a Virgo ascendant. There is a little bit out of the orb opposition of your moon in Pisces, and I'm going to tell you about maybe 5 years ago, on the average, you were going through a lot of emotional changes, all right? And what it wanted to do was to dissolve all old, unhealthy, less than ideal structures involving your home, your background, your family, what's going on with your emotional life. And what you're really connecting with is, you know, if you felt disconnected from anyone else, what it really said is you are connected to the divine. It is your right, okay, to be connected, because you really are wanting to put a vision into place, all right? And you have to provide a lot of faith, a lot of belief in that vision. Is that correct from about 5 years ago?
Yes. It was a very surreal, difficult.
And now you're beginning to kind of receive the rewards of that. Whatever was the nexus point for you, then you're really running with it better, and now you really are wanting to put a structure in place that is the best for you. I would tell you, don't expect other people to do that structure for you, because once they put it in place, you're going to be, that doesn't fit. Okay?
Okay. Yes. Lance, would a good place for her to live, because I'm looking at the name, be Hershey, Pennsylvania?
Okay, all right, just give me a minute. I've got to pull up.
Have you ever been to Hershey, Pennsylvania, Cecilia?
When I was a young child with my mom, we used to go there on, you know, the Dutch County.
Yeah, it is. But all the letters match with your name. That's why I'm curious what the astrology says.
Okay, so have you ever considered the Midwest?
Not really. I have a daughter that lives in Chicago.
You what?
She has a daughter that lives in Chicago.
Okay, a daughter. So that's interesting. Because of your, you are a sun sign Cancer, plus your moon is in Pisces, that moon is running, your lunar line is running right through like Chicago, Wisconsin, heading down to Kentucky, Tennessee, all of that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that would be a strong recommendation for you, all right? And you were talking about, what was it, Hershey?
Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh. All right. Just give me a second here. All right. Because I'm looking at where we see. Getting there. It takes me a while, so don't mind me.
Okay, that's all right. Cecilia, if you were thinking Wisconsin, your city would be Madison.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's the city in Wisconsin that would best match your name.
Okay, so here are the areas, all right, that are being pulled up, okay? We're going right in between Rockford, Illinois, and Waukegan, and then it keeps going south, all right?
Okay.
So, again, there's something about what you can be looking at. Are you looking at retirement?
Maybe in another 3 years. I need my medical, so I have to work until age 65.
Okay.
So I can't leave New York until another 3 years.
Okay. All right. I would say that would be a strong consideration for you. All right. And let's see, give me a second here. Yeah, again, I would consider that very strongly. All right, there is another lunar line, but you would have to go way out to the far west. Would you have any interest there?
No, I had four children, and I wouldn't go too far from them because we're a close-knit family.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, the furthest west I would probably go is Chicago, and I do have property in Miami and Florida and stuff like that, but but nothing west.
Yeah.
You know, my children are all in the tri-state area, Connecticut, you know, New York, and Pennsylvania. My son is in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Interesting. Well, you've got a lot to think about for what Lance said. Thank you for calling in, Cecilia. Wishing
Thank
you the
you
best
God
as
bless.
You make your decision.
Okay. Michael. Hey, God bless both of you. Bye-bye.
Oh, bless you, Cecilia. Michael, thank you for your patience. What question would you like
thank
to
you.
Ask, Lance?
I'd like to know where is the best possible place for me to live.
Okay. He needs your birthday, your time of birth, and where you were born.
Okay. My time of birth was 11:35 a.m. And my where I was born at in Lafayette, Alabama.
Okay. And your date?
My date is 11/29/1965.
Oh, you're a young one. Okay, Lance, 11:35 a.m., Lafayette, Alabama, November 29th, 1965. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So
almost there, okay.
Yeah, you take your time.
It's Alabama, so, right?
Yep, Alabama.
Yes, sir.
You can hear the accent.
Yeah, you hear my accent.
Yeah,
okay,
we can hear your accent.
All right. I'm going to tell you, you're going to be coming out of your shell, and you're going to come out of that shell real well, all right? And I'm going to tell you, as we get with that, we had a lunar eclipse on June 5th, and it happened directly on your natal Mercury. The lunar eclipse was important here because you are still working, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I'm disabled, but I'm not working, but I'm working on myself.
Okay, all right, because I'm going to tell you, there is an energy that wants to introduce you to either your fortune or how you benefit through someone else's fortune. More in like the sharing aspect of it, okay? You've got some opportunities ahead for you, all right? The only thing that I will tell you, do you tend to work in the background with other people?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. So the way I would talk to you about this Everybody knows the Sun King of France, Louis XIV, and he was so extravagant and ostentatious and whatever. But behind that French throne was Cardinal Richelieu. He was the one that was quietly arranging all of the power meetings throughout all of Europe, and he's the one that got it all together. That's how you are, all right? I also want to tell you, you have a natural ability to motivate other people, all right, because you tend to be very truthful and very honest. How are you working with that?
But I do that pretty good, and a lot of people tell me that. You know, I'm pretty respectful. You ask me my opinion, you would give it, you know, I don't volunteer, but if you ask me, I will give strength to you. Yes, sir.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you're one of the greatest volunteers, all right? So understand that, you know, as a volunteer, it uses the word V-O-L, which is will, okay, all right, in Latin. And I'm not saying you're a willful person, but I'm going to tell you, you have a deep wishing will about how you can make things happen, but you're not out in front. You're in the background, okay? And right. You do rather well with it. Are you a very strong perfectionist?
Yes, I think so.
I would tell you, you know, sometimes turn that spigot off. It's overflowing, okay? All right. But just kind of watch out. You know, you may be picking at yourself more than anyone else, all right? But you have to watch out for that because anytime any human has the frailty of the flaw, the best thing is to admit to it and say, I'm learning through this lesson. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All
should
right.
he be staying okay. in Alabama, Lance, or should he be moving? What's in his best interest?
Hold on. I got to pull up the map again. Just give me a second. I turn one off and I have to turn on another, right? Okay. So we're going to look at it. Only takes a second. And
now, everybody that is on hold, we may have time for one more. You know,
yeah.
My promise to you guys is if you're on hold, I'll pass along your information and you can ask Lance one question. You can always ask the guest one question. You guys know who's on hold. You need to email me at info@knowthename with your contact information, your birth information, your birthday, your birthplace, your birth time, right? And both your phone number and your email so Lance can choose how to get back to you. Okay, so those of you that are hanging on, I don't want you to be hanging on and not get through, so we'll get you through offline if we can't get you through online. Okay, that you guys know that's always my promise to you. So hang on and make sure that you're emailing me that information at info@knowthename.com so I will coordinate it all and make sure that Lance gets it. For all the rest of you that would love to have an appointment with Lance, the easiest way to reach him is either through his phone number, which is on my website at knowthename.com. On the schedule page, you just click on today's date, June 11th, and look at what's under the radio show, and his contact info is there, or also via his email. So his email is aqualance, A-Q-U, Lance, at SBC, what is it, SBC Global, Lance?
Yes.
SBCglobal.com. I'm going from memory. Okay.
Let me interrupt, please. It's AccuLance. Aqua, people tend to put an A behind that U.
Oh, thank you. So for me, mispronouncing, AQULANCE at SBCglobal.com.
SBC Global.
Great. Yeah. And that's I've got it correct on my website for anybody that wants to go to it and be able to contact Lance that way. It's the easiest way to get a hold of him. You can send him an email, okay, or leave a message on his phone. Okay, Lance, should Michael
yes.
stay where he's at in Alabama, or would it be better for him to be somewhere else?
Well, I'm going to tell you, he's at the right place, okay? If he were to go any distance from there, perhaps Georgia, or we would see Mississippi. But there is a very powerful alignment right there in Alabama. So I think he's at the right place.
Yay. Isn't that nice to hear,
okay,
Michael?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you so much, Michael, for calling in. And I love it that your name also agrees that Alabama is a good place for you and that you're very good with people, very inclusive. So you have a wonderful evening. Vivian, thank you so much for waiting. Norma and Colleen and Susan, just send me your information, please. Vivian, what question do you have for Lance?
Where should I move and when?
Okay, so when is birthday and all that information?
My birthday is October the 12th, 55. I was born in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, which is Nash County, and I was born at 9 p.m.
Exactly, okay. At 9 p.m.,
huh? Yeah, my birth certificate is a little fuzzy there.
City one more time?
It was Rocky Mount. Mount is like half of mountain. Rocky Mount, North Carolina, at 9 p.m. on October 12th, 1955.
You are good.
Yeah, I am good. I hear it. I'm good.
Okay. Yeah, that's Nash County?
Yeah, Nash County.
Okay. All right. Coming up 9 p.m. October 12th, 1955. Okay, so now I'm going to pay attention to your chart, okay?
Fairly fast.
Okay, so here is what I really want to talk to you about. There is going to be a solar eclipse later on this month, all right? Yes. And it's... on November 22nd, okay? Not November 22nd.
June.
Okay. Yeah, boy, am I off, right?
My daughter's birthday.
But it's going to be there in, hold on, I'm almost there getting caught. Okay, so we're going to be looking at that. That's on June 21st, very early in the morning. It's a Cancer solar eclipse. All solar eclipses are about a year and a half minimum. And the last time a Cancer solar eclipse occurred at the same degree position, interestingly enough, June 21st, 2001. Basically 3 months before 9/11 occurred, all right? Mm. The same degree position of that Cancer solar eclipse repeats again June 21st, 2039. So I can look at what was 2001. I can look at what's going on right now. But, you know, 2039, I'm going to say you may have to look at it on your own. Okay? All right? So, all three of the eclipses are involving the first house, all right? The way we understand the first house, it represents the self, or what I like to call me, myself, and I, all right? What is most interesting about the first house, it loves anything, anyone new. And I mean new. And just in case you forgot, I said new. All right? New developments, new directions, new people, new projects, new understandings. Everything wants to be new. What I would ask you, how did that newness occur with you back in 2001?
I retired.
So that's interesting. Good for you.
Retired?
Okay, yeah, I retired from the government around May 30th.
So, isn't that wild?
It is. So, I remember that time vividly.
So, Lance, we've got 2 minutes. Can you tell
okay.
where
do I live? All I want to say is that 19-year cycle from 2001 is coming to an end this coming June 21st, and you're looking at the next 19 years of your life. Okay,
amen.
This is where I would say you're really stepping into senior adulthood. Just like when we are seniors in high school, we adults reaching that age, we are stepping into our senior adulthood. And
is
you know what?
Up?
Relax and have a good time. How about
where
that?
Should I move to?
Oh, I haven't pulled up your map. Map
yeah,
yet.
Go fast.
I know, right?
Go.
Go fast.
And are you still there in North Carolina?
No, I'm in Dayton, Ohio.
Oh, okay. Good for you. All right, let's see what happens.
Okay, while he's looking at that one more time, I'm going to let you know how to get a hold of Lance. Is AQULANCE. So at sbcglobal.com. Again, both his phone number and his email is at my website, info@knowthename. You go to the schedule page, you click on June 11th, and it'll pop up for you his information. Okay?
Oh,
and how to get a hold of him and how to get your appointment with him. Also, for those that were holding online, make sure, and the two that I talked to before he got on, make sure that I have your information. You've got 24 hours to send it to me, then I'll correlate it and send it to Lance. We need our birthday, birth time, birthplace, and your one question for Lance. Okay, and also give a phone number, and when you're emailing it to me, then I'll send that email along to him also. Okay, Lance, where should Vivian be living that's in her best interest?
If it's going to be Ohio, is she more looking at the southwestern part of Ohio?
That's where I live now.
Good, good, good. If anything you want to do, either, what is it, Lima, Ohio, Chillicothe, Ohio?
Chillicothe. I'm kind of close to there, yeah. I'm close to Lima.
Uh-huh, okay. And the other one would be Defiant.
Okay, I'm living in Ohio now. Should I live somewhere else, or are you saying those would be good areas for me?
Well, I would say you're in where you have to be really, really well, okay? Either you are going to be very supportive of other people, or you naturally attract people to you very supportive of you. Is that correct?
Yes.
Hey,
yeah.
That's a good place
sometimes
to be. That's a good place to be. Out of those places that he named, Lima is the best for you for your name, if we're matching names. Okay, Vivian, I want to thank you.
Okay, because I'm from Washington, D.C., so I was wondering if I should move back there. Thanks, Sharon. Thanks.
You're more than welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, Lance.
So
have a good night.
Good night, too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for coming on the phone, coming on the show with us. You are so appreciated. Know that I'm your number one fan. Anytime you'd like to come back, just let me know, okay?
And remember, I'll send in the check, okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. I hope everybody enjoyed this show with Lance. He is just a joy. He just gives a remarkable amount of information and the stories that he tells along with it, so you really get a picture for it. You got a little piece of that tonight. Anyway, this is Lance Rodriguez. He's from San Antonio. He can do your session for you on the phone. Not an issue and not a problem, you know, and he's always right there prepared and ready for you. I want to thank you for listening to Know the Name, Know the Answers. This is your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, signing off.